We're studying the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. In this message, we're talking about the glorious powers of the Son of God, the Messiah, King of Israel. The glorious powers of that Messiah. This is the third time that Jesus has foretold of his death. Even the death of Jesus, Jesus had power over that. He totally was in control of every second of his life while he was on this earth. 18 verse 31, paralabon de tus duodeca. E pein pros autos edu ana veomen. Eis du salema. Kai telestes de te. Pantata ge grabmena. Dia ton propheton tohuyu. Tu anthropu. And having received the 12, he called them to himself, he said, toward them, Idu, behold, I go up. We go up. We go up to Jerusalem. And it shall be brought to the final touches and accomplished and finished. All the things having been written through the prophets about the Son of mankind. When Jesus was going to go up there in that city, he's going to see evil for evil's sake. Lust hardened by hate. The Adamic sin of man. The sin of Cain confirmed in its ultimate worst expression. False religion murdering the innocent. As Herod earnestly murdered every one of those innocents, every one of those little children in Bethlehem, so the descendants of those that murdered the prophets would murder him. We're going up to Jerusalem. And they said, we're going to die. We're all going to die. No, they wouldn't. Not then. But later they would. But Jesus, the Messiah, would. But Jesus has powers over death, hell, and life, sickness, and the grave. Paradothesite, gar tois ethnason, kai em poik theisite, kai hebris theisite, toi, kai em pato seisite. And he shall be delivered up to the Gentiles. And he shall be mocked. And he shall be insulted. And he shall be spit upon. Boy. Kai mas ti go santos. Apo katenusen. Alto kai te himera te trite anatasete. And having been scourged and whipped and beaten with a cat of nine tails, masticated. We got a word masticated, chewed up and spit out. That's what it means. Masticogon sesantes. Non ne plural masculine first aorist participle active. Having been masticated, having been chewed up by the dogs and spit out. Chewed up and vomited out. They shall kill him. And in that day, the third, he shall stand again, the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is an absolute necessity for you to be saved. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Kai autoi uden, tuton sinekon, kai ein to rema. Tuto, ke gramenon, op auton kai uk, egnimusakon. Ta legomena. But they, no one at all, these things they could put together or understand. But they kept on having and being the words, this, having been hidden from them, and not they continued to know the things being said. Now, let's read this, the last few verses in the Amplified Bible. Then, taking the 12 apostles aside, he said to them, "Listen, we are going up to Jerusalem. All things that are written about the Son of Man through by the means of the prophets shall be fulfilled." Isaiah 53, Psalm 22. "For he shall be handed over to the Gentiles. He will be made sport of and scoffed and jeered at and insulted and spit upon." Isaiah 50 and verse 6. "And they will flog him and kill him, and on the third day he shall rise again." Psalm 16 and verse 10. "And they understood nothing of these things. His words were a mystery to them, hidden from them, and they did not comprehend what he was telling them." Now in verse number 35. "Again at tol day en tol ing yizing. Auton es eriko tuflos tis ekatete paratein idon epiton." "And it came to pass, it happened, that as he drew near Eginizan, he drew near unto Jericho, the place of palm trees. A blind man, a tiflos. Now, the one messianic credential that only Jesus could do was to heal the blind. One last time, Jesus shows his great messianic powers to heal the blind that no one had ever done. Only the Messiah could do these powerful wonders. A blind man, a certain blind one, he kept on sitting beside the road begging. Kept on sitting beside the road. For himself, he'd find his way there. For himself, he'd go out there and he'd find a rock to sit on, or whatever he sat on, the log or whatever, on that road to Jericho. Now, on the road to Jericho, guess who was going to Jericho? This was like the summer, this was the exclusive camping grounds of the priests and the Pharisees and the scribes. The rich. This was the rich playground, Las Vegas and the Miami, Florida. The New Jersey, Jersey City. This is what it was. Now, Jesus knows that there is a blind man there, and one last stroke to their pride, and that should have penetrated those wicked, hardened hearts, is he's going to prove he's the Messiah one more time. Akousos deoklou, diaporoumenoi, epenthenato, ti ein toto. "And having heard the crowd," 5,000 or more people now, 5,000 to 10,000 people were here. He's passing through for himself. They kept on inquiring, or he kept on inquiring, what might hopefully be this. Now let's look at this. This poor man. The obtained mode is here. That he might be hopefully this. That's optative mode, that aim there. Third person saying it at present, optative active voice. Optative is a mode of hopeful affirmation. He's hoping that's Jesus. And then we have apangalon, de autu hote Jesus ho Nazareos, para ekete. And they reported that he messaged, and they said to him that Jesus, the Nazarene, he is going to pass by for himself. Kai eboesen, legon esu, wio David, eleison me. And he cried out, this blind man did, he cried out loudly like a bull or a cow hollering in the wilderness. Now, you that are city slickers and city boys and girls don't know what it sounds like for a bull to bawl
or a cow to bawl out there, or a rooster to croak. It carries for a long, long distance. This man cried out like a bull or a cow, saying, "Jesus, Jesus, Son of David." He also knew that he was the Messiah, the Son of David. "You have mercy upon me. Please have mercy upon me." Now, one of the Hebrew names for the Messiah king was he, the man of loving kindness and mercy. 1839, Kaiho Proangontes. Epitimon autu hina sigese autos de pola malon e graxen vi David eleison me. And the ones leading out, going out into the lead, they kept on rebuking him in order that he might shut up, become muzzled. Somebody might put duct tape on his mouth. But he, much more, he kept on crying out in perfect tense, "Son of David, have mercy upon me." And by the way, this "have mercy upon me" is in punctilious mode. He knew that if Jesus said, "You're healed," it was done instantly, punctilious action. That first error is that punctilious action to the fullest. 1840. Stantes, de ho Jesus, ek helusen, auto, ak thene, pros auton, ingi santos, de auto, epirotesen, auton. And having stood the Jesus, having stood up Jesus, he commanded him to be led to him. Having drawn near him, he thoroughly interrogated him. He thoroughly interrogated him. Third person singular, first aorist, indicative active. Epi on top of erotao. He thoroughly investigated and questioned him. T C thales poieso hode epan curie hina anablepsa. Anablepsa. "What do you wish that I should do?" But the one said, "Lord Jesus, Jehovah, Adonai, Adonai Havon Navim, in order that I might see again, that I might look up and see again." This man knew that Jesus had the power. The powers of the Messiah could overcome this man's needs. Kaiho Jesus epen auto, anablepson he pistesu, sosaken ese. Kai para kerima, anablepsen kai akuluthe, auto doxason ton theon, kai pasho laos edon. Hidoken ion tu theo. And the Jesus, he said to him, "You look up, you see. You see again, the faith of you, it has saved you. The faith of you has saved you. And because the faith of you has saved you, you can also see now." All of those blind Pharisees, scribes, and Sadducees out there, they were blind. And they didn't want to have life eternal, nor sight, their sight and their ears fixed. I'm reminded a long time ago, my family, my familia, my tribe. There was a man by the name of George Armstrong Custer. He was a braggart and a blowhard, an adulterer, a rapist, an abuser of mankind. And he went into an Indian village a long time ago, and he had saw this beautiful Lakota Cheyenne girl. And he raped her, and raped her, and raped her, and raped her. And she got pregnant and had some kids. And while he was visiting with them, now, my great-great-grandfather and my uncle were in the Battle of the Washita, where Custer went there and murdered Black Kittle's tribe. And they were under a flag of truce. They murdered them all. And they knew this, and he kept doing things like this. I used to have a Hotchkiss gun. They were an exploding shell. That they'd come in and they'd just shoot, point that Hotchkiss gun and just kill those Indians by the hundreds. The Indian people looked upon him as one of their familiar, their family, their tribe. And they said, "Brother Custer, don't do this anymore, or we shall clean your ears out in the next life. You hear us? We're now your family. You're going to kill your people from now on. Because you know your blood is mixed with our blood." Well, the little bighorn came and Custer got every one of his men killed, nearly. There was one left. One man left that hid for years. One man left of that whole outfit. General Crook said that if that man had lived, if Custer had lived, he'd have had him shot in front of a firing squad for disobeying orders. He killed his whole troop. Mm-hmm. And when he lay up there in the battlefield, the Cheyenne women went up there and took awls and cleaned his ears out so he could hear better in the next life. And at once he saw again, and he kept on following him, glorifying the God. And all the people having seen, he gave praise and glory to the God. Now let's read these few verses in the Amplified Bible to finish this chapter. "Then having taken the 12 apostles aside, he said to them, 'Listen, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written about the Son of Man shall be fulfilled,' as I read a while ago. 'They shall flog him, they shall crucify him, and on the third day he shall rise again.' But they did not understand any of these things. Then he came near Jericho, the retreat of the rich and famous and the religious leaders of that country. And there occurred a blind man sitting by the roadside begging. And having heard a crowd going by, he asked what it meant. And they told him, 'Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.' And he shouted, saying, 'Jesus, Son of David, take pity and have mercy upon me.' He believed. He believed already that he was a Messiah, that he had powers. But those who were in front reproved him, telling him to keep quiet. But yet he screamed and screeched so much more, 'And the Son of David, take pity upon me and have mercy upon me.' The man of loving kindness, one of the messianic credentials and titles. Then Jesus stood still and ordered that he should be led to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, 'What do you want from me? What do you want from me to do for you?' He said, 'Lord, let me receive my sight. You are the Messiah. I believe you can do it.' And Jesus said to him, 'Receive your sight. Your faith, that is your trust and confidence springing from your faith in God, has healed you.' And instantly he received his sight and began to follow Jesus, recognizing, praising and honoring God and all the people when they saw it. And he praised God." The powers of our Savior to save your soul today are just as powerful. We don't do miracles today. Miracles were to come confirm the Word of God, and it's here. The power of miracles is not there. Jesus can still do miracles. But us doing miracles are not in our hands today. But we have evidence of all those things, and all you have to do is believe and trust and ask for eternal life, repenting of your sins, and ask Him to save your soul. In Jesus' name, we pray. Father, thank you for your word. I send it out to honor and glorify you. Touch each and every one of the people out there. The Cowan brothers, I pray that you touch their heart and to comfort them in every way that you can. Father, thank you for all those people that you've given me as students and as children, wherever they are in the world, in Wales, and Russia, China, India, Australia, Philippines, Solomon Islands, Japan, China. Father, I pray for each and every one of them. I pray that you touch their hearts with your word.
In Jesus' name we pray. For your honor, for your glory. Amen.